The FT.
In a three-bedroom flat in London's commuter belt, a team of seven are toiling over the nation's problems. Overseeing this is Deirdre Sanders, aka Dear Deirdre, the Sun newspaper's agony aunt of 34 years. There is a database of topics. Sex is the biggest category, but all manner of subjects are tackled. Under B, for example, there is babies, back pain and bereavement. One of the team opens an email.
This one says, I literally just picked this up, just by chance. Your help and advice has been amazing. I've had my eyes opened. I read the information you sent me, and with the help of my friend's family, I have reported the events of the last 23 months to the police, who were so kind and helpful, and told me the time limit is irrelevant. I can't remember what it was about, but obviously something awful.
Such staffing is unusual in today's straitened newspaper world. Why does the paper throw such resources at Dear Deirdre?
They really invest in having a proper answering service. They see the value of it. And the quid pro quo, if you like, is that the research regularly shows up my page. It's one of the most read pages in the paper. It helps drive sales. So that's my side of the bargain, if you like. You know, you give me all this money to answer people's problems individually, I'll give you a very readable page.
The internet has changed the nature of some of the problems, Ms. Sanders says.
What the internet has done is just presented a massive area of opportunity and temptation, which is often very negative in its effect and tends to make it easier for people not to deal with issues they'd be better tackling. Yeah. People who are in relationships, I mean, often people, a couple may get together, and this could be any age, and it tends to be more the blokes, but it can be the women as well. They seem to feel as though they can run an online sort of sex life or flirtation in parallel with having an actual relationship. Yeah. And of course the other person feels threatened by it and isn't happy with it. And so that's bringing a massive tension. If you have a row, it's too easy to go off and flirt on Facebook or something rather than actually deal with the issues.
It's perhaps no surprise that the economy affects people's emotional life too.
Yeah, I've definitely had, over the last few years, you know, there is more to do with debt. There are more couples who, for one reason, haven't been able to afford to keep living independently, so they've gone back to live with their parents, or they've gone back to live with their parents in order to save up to buy somewhere. And then actually the pressure of that is just, you know, really bad for their relationship, and that leads to all sorts of problems. And also, from quite a few, it tends to be mainly men who just... they just can't escape. They just, you know, they say, I'm still living in the bedroom I lived in as a teenager. You know, I'm now 35. And they're just stuck.
Ms. Sanders believes that even when information is so widely available on the web, people like her still have an important role.
And even in this day and age, with Google and everything else, it's actually very hard to find information you really feel you can trust. Yeah. And I think I have got a great rapport with the readers. And I also quite regularly hear from people who say I'm not normally the paper they read, but they've got a problem, and so they're writing to me.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.